So. What? How did that movie end?
I don't know. I've never seen it. I refuse to.
I don't want to see it. I just...
Has anybody in the chat room ever actually watched the entire movie?
You know who's seen it is Ricky Burton.
Oh, of course. Well, foul monkeys. What? What does Big Fatty call him?
The stinky orangutan.
Stinky orangutans. I know, right?
What do they talk about?
I like horror movies, but I don't like that genre of horror that I call torture porn.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I like torture porn.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2515 of the BFO for Monday the 18th of September 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I am back in the villa. Yes, Big Fatty, you're tired. You're just worn out. Hello, draggers. Big Fatty, is that like Donna Sugar? No. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, let me tell you. As of right now, it is 8 p.m. in the evening on Sunday night when Big Fatty is recording this. And y'all, I have returned from Barcelona. And y'all, you know, it's a lovely city in Mexico. And but y'all, we were up at 6 a.m. in the morning, Barcelona time, which is 6 hours ahead of the time zone I'm in now. So, y'all, I don't know whether I'm coming or going. Big Fatty is certainly not coming, so you must be going, I guess. But y'all, I'm tired. I'm tired. Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it in your voice. So I don't know if... I don't know if this is going to make any sense today or not, Big Fatty. But y'all, there's got to be a little show, and I think that first of all, y'all, I got to say, lots of nice comments from folks about how they've enjoyed hearing about the escapades of the cruise of a lifetime. The old gal even listened up to the point where Durwood was eating someone's butt. And we all unsubscribed then. You've heard it, and y'all, I'm just pleased as punch, that I was able to upload the little shows for you while I was gone, and I believe it was Dr. Stone said he enjoyed living vicariously. Fatty, that sounds vulgar. And Kathy Marshall now has the travel itch, and I suggested that she goes to the Walgreens at the corner of 16th Street and Castro and get a prescription ointment for that. But anyway, y'all, I don't know what you're gonna get today, Big Fatty. I know one thing they're gonna get. Remember, I did everybody's celebration of exiting the birth canal on the 31st of August, a little show that was gonna take place during the cruise of a lifetime, except for one, y'all, and that was Big Dick. Y'all, I didn't know when Big Dick's birthday was, but y'all, it was during the cruise of a lifetime. It was on Thursday, September the 7th. So y'all, we took him to supper, And we probably talked about that. I don't remember. And y'all, I am so backed up. Yes, Big Fatty Fiber. No, on little shows. Oh, okay. But y'all, that's not why we're playing the music today. We're playing the music today because we have not one, but two, I say, chew, celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, she used to be a co-host over there at the Greetings from Nowhere. Y'all, it's Nicole. Yes, Big Fatty, you gave us spanking at Pride 48 when you did. And y'all, just as sweet as she can be. And if you hadn't met her, y'all, you've missed out. That's all I'm going to say. You've just missed out. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, he is oftentimes on that stick it with a poke. Or poke it with a stick. Big Fatty, you're tired. You called it the right name. I did. He loves the pone. He loves to find the vulgar pone during that poke it with a stick. Y'all, I don't know which one is right, which one's wrong now. Big Fatty, but y'all, it's that Ed Chan, Ching Chong, Ed Chan. And so y'all. Yes, Big Fatty, he's just a sweetheart, he is. But y'all, if you see Nicole or Ed Chan on the Twitty or the Face Space, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. See, y'all, I don't remember where I left off on the cruise of a lifetime, but y'all, I will just tell you, our disembarkation in Barcelona, y'all, it was the easiest. I gotta give it to Celebrity in Atlantis, y'all. They had the most organized and easy embarkation and disembarkation ever. Big Fatty may have something to do with you being concierge class. Well, it could be. But y'all, we got off. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about you. No, we left the ship. Oh, that's very different. y'all, but our transfer wasn't until 9:30 a.m. Y'all, we were off the ship at 7:30. And we weren't supposed to be off that early. But anyway, so we sat around for a while waiting for our transfer. And y'all, he was even 15 minutes early. But y'all, he took us right to the hotel. Y'all, this is a lovely hotel. If you're ever in Barcelona, I highly recommend the hotel by Axel. Y'all, Durwood referred to the room as if there was a sexy hotel room, this is it. And y'all, it's had a lot of glass in it. And it really is a sexy hotel room. Only part was that you know when you're sharing it with Granny, you know that kind of, well, anyway. We got there, and of course the room wasn't ready, and so we went out for a little walking tour. It's Exampia, I think is how you say it. Is the
The homosexual
area of Barcelona. And y'all, I don't know, it was probably 6 or 8 blocks away from where our hotel was, but y'all, our Our hotel had some homosexual things very close by also, so it wasn't only limited to the Xampia area, but we walked around and kind of got our bearings and all that afternoon, and then that evening after we got checked into the hotel, to the sexy hotel. Yes, McFadden. What did we do that night? Y'all, I don't recall. I don't recall, but I'm sure there were cocktails involved, and I'm sure the granny had two. No, you know what? While we were waiting, we came back from our walk and went up to the rooftop, and y'all, that's where they had the old swimming hole, and they had a bar up there and everything, and there was this very nice gentleman. Y'all, by the way, Granny had a tequila sunrise, y'all. I swear it looked like they served it in an aquarium. It was the biggest glass I've ever seen. But y'all, there was a very nice gentleman up there. We'll call him Chris because that's his name. He and Durwood just were smitten. They were smitten, I tell you, with each other. And one thing led to another. Big Freddy, we don't need the details. Well, anyway, but y'all, and I don't remember exactly what all happened, but I think Durwood and Chris went and had some supper, and I don't know what happened after that. Y'all, I may have just been tired and stayed in that evening. Y'all, we got up. That was Thursday. We got up for right. And what did we do? Oh, we walked around the town some more, and y'all went to some went in a couple of churches and all. By the way, y'all, have you been watching Durwood's? If you're not on the Twitty, shame on you. Bing Fetty, are you talking to Straight Bob? Well, maybe I am. If you're not on the Twitty, you've missed out on Durwood's totally original. Never duplicated Cruise of a Lifetime videos that he's been posting. I think he's got a couple more still to get up. Big Fanny, we don't hear about Durwood getting anything up. We walked around the town. Yo, we went in a church. None of us spontaneously combusted. Fanny, it's a miracle. Y'all, Granny needed a TT, and I thought he was going to walk into the confessional booth, but he didn't. But he almost did walk in there, and y'all, there was a priest on the other side of it. And y'all, somehow, I don't know how it happened. This was a pretty good, this was pretty big, I think it was the cathedral there in Barcelona, but y'all, somehow we lost Big Dick. I don't know how it happened. But y'all, we were in a church, so we waited around at the exit, and no Big Dick. And then we walked around to the entrance and waited there for a while, no Big Dick. So y'all, we were off. We were off, and we were going to go see another church that Jaime and Brian had suggested that we see. One moment, please. Y'all, I'm a little dehydrated. And y'all, we got turned around, and I still don't know how we got so off the beaten path, but anyway, we finally found the familia, I don't know what it is, but y'all, it's a very high tourist spot, and y'all, they have the police there, and they have their machine guns, because you know they had that terrorist attack over there a few weeks ago, so they were on high alert. But y'all, there were no incidences. And then on a fright night, y'all, we all went out, Durwood and Big Dick and Granny and I and Chris. And y'all, by the way, Durwood put on a special shirt that evening. And y'all, we went out and we went to a bar called the Bacon Bear Bar. Big Betty Bacon Bear. Y'all, the bartender, I think his name was Carlos. He was smitten with Granny, and Granny was all tingly, I tell you, and y'all, we had several cocktails there, and y'all, Big Fatty had, you know how Big Fatty is, you have a couple of cocktails and then it's time to head on back, and so y'all, I headed on back, and Big Dick went back with me, and he evidently found a special place he'd like to go called the Black Hole. Big Fatty, and then Granny and Chris and Durwood, evidently they got lost also or something. I don't know what happened. No, that was Saturday night. The Granny and Durwood got lost. Y'all, we went and had a lovely early supper. Because y'all, they shut down about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and don't start up again until after 6 or 7 o'clock. Because y'all, people eat so late. Y'all, it's like living in Walnut Hills. They eat so late. But y'all, we had a late lunch, and a special late lunch. I had a delicious filet mignon, and. And y'all, it was a fancy smancy restaurant, and it was just lovely. And y'all, then we came back, and we had a little nip a nap, and y'all, then we went back to the Bacon Bear Bar, and y'all, then we went to another bar called Night. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you what it's not quite as strong as the Capri Lounge, but y'all, those are pretty strong drinks is all I gotta say. And anyway, y'all, Durwood and Granny stayed out a little bit later, and y'all, they got lost trying to find the hotel later. Y'all, they finally came back, and y'all, we had set a wake-up call for Sunday morning for 6 a.m. in the morning. Well, y'all, about 1 a.m. in the morning, I hear, meep, 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 and I'm like, has Granny knocked the telephone off the hook or something? Or is that his phone? And so y'all, and Granny's, he's over there cutting logs. And y'all, I get up and I walk over to the phone. Y'all, it's the fire alarm in the hotel going off. Fatty, I was running around looking for my pantaloons and my camisole. And so, y'all, I woke. Y'all, had Granny, had it been an actual fire, Granny would have been a crispy critter. Y'all, it took me about 5 or 6 tries to wake him up, to get him to get dressed. But anyway, y'all, it was somebody that was smoking in their room, and it set off the fire alarm. But there was no calamity, other than I lost about an hour and a half of sleep because Granny went back to sleep, and y'all, then I couldn't go back to sleep. But anyway, and y'all, then we had our flight back. Y'all, it went quite well, and that pretty much was the weekend, or at least that is what I can remember it of it right now. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I kind of miss the old Cruise of a Lifetime music we played while we were... Oh! Well, it's over. Yes, Big Fatty, it's over. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, it's there's no rest for the weary. Granny and Durwood and I head over to the Hara Hotel on Thursday for a big leather event over there this weekend. So, anyway, y'all, I'm sure there's some more details I'll share with you as they come to me. And anyway, we'll see how it goes. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at Stick It With a Poke and Toppy Smelly. Any part of the Cruise of a Lifetime that you like more than another?
I like torture porn.
Oh, I don't recall talking about that. Oh, yeah, I did tell you I shared a room with Granny.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.